You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me.
Have you ever used oracle cards or tarot cards? I know some people are scared of them. They think they belong to the occult, but that has never frightened me, and so I use them simply as another source of gathering information. An oracle card is when you use a set of cards and only pull one card as if it's maybe giving you a direction or a quote to think about. And I've developed two sets, and I've used quite often. One I call affirmation cards, and they're available on my website, freshoutofplans.com. And the second set are what I call statements of truth. The first set, the affirmation cards, I put in quotes of people, some famous, some not, that I like their quotes, and they're good guidance for me. And they help me remember things throughout the day. And then the new ones, the statements of truth, some of them are just not, they're not famous quotes, they're just thoughts that help direct my life. I happen to believe that energy never dies, and spirits, people who cross over, animals who cross over, and leave their bodies and cross into the other dimension, or to the invisible, or what I also call the mystery, because none of us really knows what that's like. Some people have said they crossed over, and they now have told us about their experience, but I don't want to get into all that. I believe that you can get hints from the universe, hints from your God, hints from your grandmother who's passed over, or hints from a child you've lost. I think that, you know, because energy never dies, we can, if we're open to it, still get guidance from the invisible. So I want to spend a minute pulling a card that might be relative to your life today, or maybe guidance for my own. So what I do is I get the oracle cards and I shuffle them. And you can use, you know, obviously you can't use just a deck of cards. Some people have actually, but I'm not quite that advanced. I have to have, you know, some sort of guidance or statement of truth or something on these cards. So I take the oracle cards and I shuffle them and I think about a question, and it can't be, you know, should I marry this man or that direct. It's like, you know, something like, give me some guidance for today going through my life. And, or let's say you're wondering about a job or wondering if your partner's not being faithful or something, you can use a general kind of a mantra. Reveal to me what you'd have me know about this new job I might take, or reveal to me what you'd have me know about this person that I'm involved with. Reveal to me what you would have me know about whether I should, or this house that I'm considering buying. Reveal to me what you have me know about this house that I might be buying, or about this move that I might be making. Something kind of open-ended like that. So for today, the card we're going to do is going to be, let's see, what are we going to ask? Okay, reveal to us, all of our listeners, something that will help guide them when they're hearing this at this time. And then, after I shuffle it and I ask that question, reveal something to us today that anybody might need who's listening today. And then you spread these out kind of like Vegas style. And then what you can do is either run your hand along it, and some people feel different levels of heat. I never have done that, but what I do is spread it out, and I kind of look at it for a minute, and then one card kind of pops out to me, like, pick me, pick me. So let me see. I'm going to pick this one. Let's see what this has for us to say. Observe. Do their words and actions match? Whoa. So I don't know who's listening, and I don't know whether you're listening on the day this podcast comes out, or 2 weeks from now, or whatever.
But somewhere in your life, you can use this guidance from the unseen. Observe. Do their words and actions match? I hope you've enjoyed this. And if you want a set of these cards, either or both, please go to my website, freshoutofplans.com. Look them over and enjoy. Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.